President Trump issuing a stern warning today on why America must stay away from communism. In the Oval Office, he tells NTD that he's seeing communist-like policies in New York and California, and that he's trying to restore America's foundation on free enterprise. Joining us now live is NTD's White House correspondent, Iris Tao. Good evening, Iris. What did the president tell you about communism today?
Good evening to you as well, Carrie. So just moments ago inside the Oval Office, President Trump elaborating to NTD about his post earlier today warning Americans about the dangers of communism. Specifically, he told us that he's seeing communist-like policies in cities like New York, Los Angeles, as well as other major American cities where politicians are vowing to give out free food, free housing, as well as no mortgage. But President Trump warns that ultimately those policies will not come to fruition and will not deliver for Americans. Instead, he says, those lead to death, destruction, and hunger. Here's what he said to us in the Oval Office, as well as what he wrote earlier on True Social as he asked us to read the post out loud.
And I see this kind of, read it, I'd love to have you think.
He wrote that quote, communists always do well with the voters, or as they would say, the people in the early years. But in the end, the country, state, or city goes to hell. Great violence proceeds at levels never seen before, and the entity dissolves into poverty, squalor, and crime. Remember, breathtaking popularity first, and then guaranteed death and destruction.
Well, you see it happening with New York, you see it happening with Los Angeles and parts of California. And it's so easy, you know, I'd be the greatest in the world. Nobody would be as good as me. I'd get away everything. I could be the greatest. I would sell them, you're going to get free rent, you're going to get free houses, you're going to get free food, you're going to get free everything.